Amen. Old time gospel. It is that old time gospel that will get you into heaven. It's that old time gospel that will enable you to live in this world so you can get into heaven. Amen. How many of us have a desire to get into heaven? Amen. Amen. So what are you willing to do in order to fulfill your desire? Amen. What are you willing to do in order to fulfill your desire? Amen. We're hoping to address that this morning,
yes,
with a few Bible scriptures, right?
But
the first thing is that you have to have a willingness of mind. You have to have a willingness of mind to do whatever it's going to take in order to get you to heaven, right? You have to have the desire to get there. So we're going to talk about this morning those who have a desire. You know, in our scripture this morning, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, and verse 18. You know, it begins, says, pray for us. You know, each and every one of us need prayer. We need, and we should be praying for ourselves, and should be praying for each other. All the time. You know, whether someone stands and asks for prayer or not, we should be praying for them, right? Collectively and individually, we need to be praying for each other, right? And we need to make sure we have a clear conscience. The Bible tells us, pray for us. We are sure that we have a clear conscience and willing to live honestly. You know, we have to have a clear conscience towards God. Amen. A clear conscience towards God. You know, a clear conscience towards the things of God. The things that God wants us to do. In our conscience, we need to be clear that we are doing the things that God wants us to do. Amen. Amen. You know, a clear conscience is one that is sanctified by the Spirit of God. You know, that has been sprinkled with the blood of Jesus Christ, right? And in Acts 24:16, it says, I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man. Now, we know we all stumble and fall, right? But there's a remedy for that. God gives us a remedy for that, right? It says, repent and pray. See, when you stumble and fall and you repent and pray, your conscience is clear towards God. Amen? Amen? And see, we have to have, this is where we get into having the willingness, having desire, Everything in life starts with desire. You know, when you're a little kid, you have a desire to grow up, to be older, right? To be 21, to be 18, to be 25, right? You know, you have that desire, you know? You have a desire to have a good, successful life, right? To get a good job, to make money, to buy cars, to buy homes. You have a desire to do that. You know, and everything starts with the desire. And see, our desire that we have, we should have a desire that is one to serve God. A desire to serve God. You know, Christ died, the design of Christ and his willingness to give himself to us, for us, that he purchased himself as a courier people, a people that are zealous to do good work. You have to have a desire to serve God. You have to have a desire to serve him in any way, in any capacity that he sees fit. Now, you know that our desire, if we don't focus our desire towards godliness, our desire will be focused towards the flesh. The flesh. Why is that? Because we are in the flesh. And the flesh dwells on us. It pulls us towards the things of the flesh. And see, when the absence of a godly desire to do things to please God, you'll be doing things to please yourself and this world. You see, the Bible talks to us about that. It says that It tells us that in Luke 20 and 46, it says, "Where are the scribes? They desire to walk in long rows, right? They desire to have love the greed in the market, right? And be seated at the highest place in the synagogues, right? And the chief room of the feast, right? Because those are fleshly things. It feels good for them to walk in a long robe in the market and greet everybody, right? Because they serve in the desire of the flesh." The Bible tells us that in Galatians in chapter 4 and verse number 9 says, "But now, after that ye have known God," or rather have known of God, you turn again to the weak beggarments element, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage, in the bondage of sin, of the flesh, doing what the flesh, whatever the flesh wants you to do. But see, we as children of God, right, we have to turn our desires to God, to godly things. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 2, it says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow." We have to have a desire to learn God's word. In Galatians in chapter 1 and verse number 9, it says, For this cause we also, since the day we heard, have not ceased praying for you, and to desire that you may be filled with the knowledge." The knowledge and the will and the wisdom and for spiritual understanding. You have to have a desire for these things. See, if you do not desire these things, you're going to be desiring the things of the flesh. It's either one or the other. One or the other. But if you make your goal to be in heaven, you need to desire spiritual things. That's where your desire needs to be. You know, desiring things of this world, you know, and being in this world, you know, we sometimes desire things of this world, right? But you know, the Bible gives us caution all the times, right? It says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 8 and 10, it says, "But if we have food and clothes, will you be content with that? Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and the trap of many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction." Wanting to be rich. Oh yeah, you know. That's something that's sold all the time, right? You see it in TV, right? You see it in the advertisements, right? They want you to buy into that desire. Buy into the desire to have money, right? So you get all the things you want, right? Buy into the desire to work all these hours, right? So you can get all the things you want, right? That's what the world wants you to buy into. Buy into. But the Bible gives us a warning, right? Those are foolish. If your main desire is to acquire wealth just to be wealthy, right? So you can get all the things of the flesh, right? It says that those people plunge into ruin and destruction. Bible goes on and says, "For the love of money," the love of money is the root of all evil. Because when you begin to love money, you're not having a desire to serve God anymore. You're having a desire to serve yourself when you have the love of money. Right? It says, "Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." Amen? Amen. You know, that's what the love of money does for you, right? When you're doing things just for the money of it. Amen? But 1 Peter 2 and 11 tells us, says, "Dear friend, I urge you as far as an exile to abstain from sinful desires." To abstain from sinful desires, which wars against your soul. Amen? So we got to give those up. We have to give those up. In James 4, James chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, it tells us to submit ourselves to God. It says, "For what cause fights and quarrels among you?" What causes fights and quarrels among you? You know, why is this, right? You know, it says they come from the desire that battle within you. You see, a lot of times, we come on the scene with our own desires. Not a desire to serve God. Not a desire to do what's pleasing and acceptable to God, right? We come on with our own desires.
Yeah.
And because we have our own desires, that causes fights and quarrels among us. Because we're not getting our way. Our desires are not being fulfilled. We have the wrong focus. Right? We have a desire to fulfill ourselves instead of a desire to serve God. And what happens is that causes fights and quarrels among us. See, if we have a desire to serve God, if we all have a desire to serve God, there wouldn't be any fights and quarrels among us. We will be able to get along together because we have the same goal that we're trying to reach. Right? Now, it may cause for you may not have your way. You may not get it your way. And you should be okay with that because your desire is to serve God. It's not to have your own objective. But it says, you desire and you do not have. So you kill. So you can't get it your way. You're going to make sure that they ain't getting it their way. Right? Nobody can get it their way. Right? If I can't have it my way, nobody's getting it their way. Right? So you kill their idea. You squash it. You fight over it. Right? And you know how it is. Right? People won't let go. You're fighting all night. Right? Why? Because you can't have it your way. You have your own desire. Your desire is not to serve God. And the Bible says you have not because you ask. You ask not. You don't ask God. You don't ask God. See, you know, if we're asking God, how can I serve you? My desire is to serve you. However you want me to serve you. And you know, we all have ideas of how we want to serve God. Amen? We all have those ideas, right? Because God gave us a mind to think, right? But when we take that to God, and we ask God, how is it, right? We need to release our desire and do what God wants us to do.
Amen.
You know, the thing is that it all starts that we should have a desire for a better home. Not this heavenly home, but not this earthly home, but a heavenly home. That's where our desire should be. You know, Hebrews 11 and 12 it says, but now they desire a better country. That is a heavenly. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their gods. Right? And prepared a city for them. You see, that's got to be our desire. We have to put aside all our earthly desires. All the desires of the flesh. And desire to serve God. With all our being, with all our love, with everything that's in us, we got to serve God. And see, it all starts with a desire for faith. We have to have a desire to trust God. That's what faith's all about. Trusting God. If God says something in His Word, we have the desire to trust Him, to believe Him, to have faith in what He says, right? That starts with a desire. We have to have a desire to trust God in His Word. You know, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 7 says, we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. We have the desire to do that. That we have to have a desire to do that. That where God leads us, that's where we're going. We may not understand it, right? Right? We may not see it to completion. It may not even make sense to us, right? But God is leading us that way. We have the desire to follow Him, to trust His Word. You know, the Bible tells us that those who have a desire to trust God, right? He says that we can be kept by God, by the power of God through faith. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 5 tells us that. It says that in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, it's written that the just shall live by faith. By faith. We have to have a desire to do that. We have to have a desire to live by faith. You know, then they come, see, when we have a desire to do that, to live by faith, right, all the issues that we face, they can go away. God can take care of them. God can move all those things, right? But we have to have a desire to trust Him, right? The desire to believe in what He says. Then we have to have a desire to obey God. To obey God. To obey God. Not to obey ourselves. Not a desire to just give into our flesh what we want to do, right? A desire to obey God. We have to wake up in the morning and say, God, I want to obey you today. Whatever it is. Whatever situation you bring my way, I want to be obedient to your word. I want to have that desire, dear Lord. That's my desire when I wake up in the morning that I can be faithful to your word. See, the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us that see, our faith produces the obedience in God's word.
Amen.
You see, our faith, right? We believe Him, right? It starts when we have a desire to believe Him, right? Then it can produce obedience to His word.
Amen.
And, you see, and this is a continued growth. We have to have the desire for that. We just can't understand that okay, I obeyed God's word, right? I was baptized, I believed Him, I obeyed His word, I was baptized, and that's it? No! That's not it! That's not it! We have to have the desire to continue to believe God's word, to continue to obey Him. You know, James chapter 2 and 14 through 26 tells us that faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
It's dead, right? If you say you have faith and you don't have any obedience,
right,
where's your faith?
Right.
What's the proof of your faith?
Right.
If you have faith and you're not having a desire to obey God,
right,
where is your faith?
Right.
You know, our commitment to the covenants of the relationship with God requires obedience to His word.
Yeah.
We have to be steadfast, right? Confirmed in the word of God, right?
Right.
Unmovable from God's word.
Right. Amen.
When it comes to serving Him.
Mm-hmm.
To serving Him. You know, we have to have a desire to serve Him.
Mm-hmm.
We if in absence of that desire to serve Him,
mm-hmm,
we find ourselves sitting on the sidelines.
Right.
Doing nothing. Doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a desire to serve Him.
Yes.
That has to be on our mind.
Yes.
That we want to serve our Lord.
Yes.
You know, so why shouldn't we have that desire? Because
mm-hmm,
all the things He's done for you.
Yes.
All the things that He forgave you for.
Yes.
All the things that He will forgive you for.
Yes.
The things that He will do for you in the future.
Yes.
Right? You have a desire to be in heaven with Him. Right? Then you need to have a desire to serve Him.
Yes.
Today.
Right.
Now. This time and present.
Amen.
You know, those of us who are empty in our service,
yeah,
then you need to question,
amen,
your obedience.
Amen.
You need to question your faith.
Yeah.
Right? You need to question whether you really have a desire to serve God, right?
Yeah.
Because where is it? What are you doing?
Amen.
And it's not that we do these things so that we can look back on ourselves, right? We do these things to glorify God. We do these things because we have a desire to serve Him, right?
The
desire to do whatever it is that He lays in front of us. You see, when we allow ourselves to have a desire to serve God and to resist the desire to give into the flesh, resist desire to give into this world, right? See, faith becomes easy. Because whatever the Lord says, I believe.
Amen.
It becomes easy.
Amen.
Obedience becomes easy.
Yeah.
Because you say, I'm not desiring to fill myself, right? I'm not going to give in to be lazy over here, right? And serve myself.
Right.
I'm going to serve God.
Right.
I'm going to serve God. Yeah. God has God can give me the ability,
yeah,
the energy,
yeah,
everything God needs to serve Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, it all starts with desire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we must have a strong desire.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible tells us that we have to be zealous to God. Zealous. That means all the time we have to be one to serve Him. Our mind has to be on what it is, Lord, that you want me to do today. What it is, Lord, you want me to study today. What it is, Lord, you want to show me today. What it is, Lord, you want me to learn out of today. You see, we serve God. You know, our desire to serve God is not out of custom. Because that's what's customary to do. You know? That is customary to come to Sunday church in the morning, right? On Sunday morning, right? It's customary to do that, right? So you show up, right? On Sunday morning, right? Because it's customary to do that, right? You know? And it's customary to go to church on certain days, right? And so you see people, the churches are filled, right, on those days, right? Because it's customary to do that, right? That's not the desire that we're talking about. That's not the desire to serve God, right? You know, we don't serve God because it's fashionable these days, right? You know, every time, every single time, there's a disaster in the world, right? Then it becomes fashionable to pray. It's okay to pray now, right? You know, before, y'all know, you can't see nobody praying. Nobody's talking about praying, right? But let a disaster happen, right? Oh, yeah, they want to pray then, right? It becomes fashionable to pray to God during those times. That's not how we want to serve God, right? That's not how we want to serve God. See, every part of our service is a matter of desire. We have to have a desire to repent from our sins. We have to have a desire for faith. We have to have a desire to love one another. There has to be a strong desire among us. We have to have a desire to praise God in everything. In everything. No matter whether we feel like praising Him or not. No matter if our whole world around us is, we feel that's falling down. We have to praise God in that situation. We have to have a desire to do that. You know, we have to have a desire to give to God. God tells us that we need to give as we prosper, right? Give as we prosper, right? We have to have a desire to do that. You know, the maturity, Christian maturity, is all about desire. How often do you pray to God and say, God, move me from where I am today to be closer to you. Move me from where I am today to be closer to you. Move me in my level of faith where I am today to be more faithful. Move me in my level of obedience that I am today to be even more obedient. Move me in my level of service where I am today to have more service for you. You have to have a desire for those things. Those things just don't come about. You have to have a desire for those things. Your usefulness in the vineyard is all about desire. You know, we can sit around and just ignore things that need to be done around here. You just pretend like, oh, well, somebody else will get it done. Somebody else will take care of that, right? You know, just look, know that there's a need, right? Know that you can serve that need, right? And say, oh, I'm not going to worry about that, you know. Brother Hammond to take care of that, right? Or Brother Lauren to take care of that, right? You know, I know I can do it for you. I can get off my lazy butt and do it, right? But I know that for someone else to do that, right? You know, we have to have a desire to serve Him in the vineyard where we are today. You know, all that God wants to do is to have faith in His Word, to trust Him. You know, and sometimes it's easy for us. We say, we trust Him, and I want to be baptized. I trust Him, I want to be baptized, and be part of, add to His kingdom, right? You know, but then, for every day, when things come into our lives, situations come into our lives, decisions that we need to make, do we have a desire to serve God in those decisions? Oh, we have a desire to serve ourselves. Do we have a desire to serve ourselves? And I know that we all go back and forth from time to time. That's honest. You know, we struggle in our desire to serve God. You know, because if that's not the case, then we'll be more faithful. We have more service, right? We'll be growing towards God. So we struggle with that. So let's be honest about it. Let's be honest about it, and let's pray to God. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray for one another that we can all have a desire to serve God the way He wants us to. You know, John 15:3 says that now you are cleansed through the word that I've spoken to you. The words that I've spoken to you. It says in Ephesians 5:26 that He may sanctify you and cleanse you by the washing of the words. So the question is, how much do you desire to serve God? How much do you desire to serve God? Can you stop serving yourself and stop serving the world and serve God.
Amen.
And serve God.
Amen.
Those of you who have already been baptized in the family of God, you know, that's where it starts at. You got to understand that Jesus Christ died on this earth. He died on this earth for our sins. So that we can have a relationship with Him, right? Saying He forgive us for all our sins, right? So we can have a desire to have our sins cleansed, right? So we can have a desire to be part of His family, right? We can have a desire to inherit all the blessings that He has for us, right? We have to have that desire, and that's where it starts with.
Right?
So if you're not part of God's family, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that you heard the word this morning. I pray that you believe in the word this morning. I pray that belief has caused you to repent of all your sins, right? To turn away from serving yourself and serving the world, to have a desire to serve God. And that you come forth and submit yourself to be obedient to God's word, submit yourself to baptism. But those who of us who have already done that, and we look around and we've been walking with the Lord, we've been serving the Lord, and just like anything else that we do, that we get kind of tired after a while. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Even though the Bible tells us to not grow weary at doing good things, right?
Right.
We're human. And we get kind of tired sometimes.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, our desire to serve the Lord just gets that bit weaker. And we start serving ourselves a little bit. Start serving the world a little bit, right? And we're not serving the Lord like we should. I just want to encourage everyone. It's all about looking at yourself. It's all about, you know, sometimes some things are going on in your life and you just don't realize what's happening in your life. Right? Because sometimes things are happening to you, you can't see it until someone points it out to you. Until you get a time to just reflect on where you are and just take a look at it. So I want to encourage everyone just take a look at where you are. Take a look at where you are. It matters where you are now. Today. That's what it matters. Where you are now. Do you have a good conscience towards God? Are you desiring to serve God? See, each and every one of us, it's possible for each and every one of us to have a good conscience towards God. Now. At this present time. Because this is the time that counts. If you don't have a good conscience towards God, I encourage you to repent and pray. Repent and pray. And I also want to encourage you that we all need to have a desire to serve God. Let's all think about growing into maturity. Let's all be settled on where we are today. With our knowledge of God, with our service to God, with our obedience to God's word. Let's have a desire to grow, to be even more obedient to God's word, to learn more about God, to serve God in a more manner. You know, we have to have that desire. And I want to encourage each and every one of us to do that. To move from where we are now to where we are doing more for the Lord. We are serving Him in a greater capacity than we are today. So as we stand and sing the song of invitation.